inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a
nice, moist, dark habitat with dying vegetation and yards and gardens around Gino this late summer, early fall, and it's great slug habitat. And with us on the line for our annual slug mitigation episode for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of things turning yellow, kind of wilting, kind of getting, kind of dying, kind of decaying. We should probably get rid of that stuff.
Yes. As you say, slug habitat. I know there are some folks who are probably discouraged and giving up on their gardens and saying, hopefully next year. And, you know, but certainly now, if we can reduce the slug numbers going into the winter, hopefully before they lay their eggs and all of that sort of thing, that can really help us for next year. Who knows what our winter is going to be like as far as whether it will. If we get lots of freeze-thaw action, that does thin out the numbers of slugs too. But yeah, like you say, clean up the slug habitat. Get it to whether you're cutting it back, hauling stuff off, or sending stuff off to the dump. Things like the dying potato foliage and cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, pea vines, lettuce that has bolted, all that kind of stuff. Get it out of the garden and do the cleanup, whether you're raking off, you know, make some bare soil. Certainly you can, if you've got old, you know, partially made compost, bury it in the garden beds, so that the worms and other stuff can be working on it, and cover the beds with plastic. Then you're ahead of the game for next year, next spring. And, you know, knowing how busy springtime is, we never have enough time in the spring.
But I think we've covered this before, but some of this vegetation that has been great meals for slugs over the summer, we don't want to put that in the compost, right?
Exactly. Well, like I mentioned, the potato vines, those we don't want to compost. And the cabbage family plants, when we're pulling those up, if we've got habitat for other critters such as the cabbage root maggot. And so, again, that too we want to remove. So that remove, send off the dump, or, I mean, if we could burn it, that'd be nice, because then the ashes would be safe to put back in the garden. But again, that stuff to burn, if you had a big brush pile that you could throw it on and probably annoy the neighbors by all the smoke that you're making from this wet, moldy stuff that you're trying to burn. So, yeah, get it out of the garden, and truly, unless you can make some good hot compost, get a pile of, there's free horse manure available in around town in some places. So, and if you can make a hot pile, then that's a good thing. But yeah, for most of us, we're making cold compost, which is slow and doesn't kill off some of the things that have some diseases in them. So get that stuff out of the garden. Use slug bait now and make our little slug traps, hide it underneath the big leaves of plants, in little cut-off cottage cheese containers. If you're using beer, stale beer, and the beer bottles, tucking those in here and there around the garden. And there are lots of slugs that will happily party till they die.
Okay, and then there's some other things that we should probably be taking care of here. Some of the things that are blooming, we probably should give up on them, right?
Well, if we've got greenhouses and hoop houses and that sort of thing, my tomatoes and cucumbers. So, I mean, I hopefully will be eating tomatoes into October, but I am now pinching off the top flowers of those. If they are continuing to flower, those are unlikely to ripen before we run out of day length and or heat or both. So I'm pinching those off so that the energy of the plant can go into ripening those fruits that we already have. And again, my cucumbers too, I'm getting the moldy tips on the little cucumbers where the flowers are shriveling and they get moldy. So we've got to remove those immediately to give them a chance to finish growing, whether we have small cucumbers for pickling or growing slicing cucumbers. And working again, trying to clean up, removing those moldy leaves in the greenhouse. Again, we're having that. We've got so much moisture. You know, I just leave my windows and doors open. It isn't getting hot in the greenhouse. But if we have that ventilation, keep the fans going if you want to keep plants a little healthier in the greenhouse.
Okay. And, Ed, this is not the last episode. You'll be back in subsequent weeks.
Not at all. There's plenty of stuff to talk about, including, you know, we're looking forward to spring. There's bulb planting and garlic planting and all sorts of other things, and bringing in some of our dahlias and begonias. And, I mean, the begonias at least love this weather. They are absolutely beautiful right now.
Okay, Ed, we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
All right.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during spring, summer, and very early fall here on Morning Edition.